Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fan Hotline brought to you by the Workers' Compensation Law Firm of Hall & Capitis. Are you ready to make your vote count? Make sure to cast your vote either by mail-in ballot, absentee ballot, or in person at the polls on Tuesday, November 3rd. Go to vote411.org for details and be sure to vote. Make it count. Let's go out to that Hall & Capitis fan hotline where we find my longtime friend and colleague, Jonathan Bomboli of The Trib. Jonathan, do you like Mallow Cups?
No, I don't like them at all. In fact, they'd be, if I had to do rankings of trick-or-treat candy, Mallow Cups would be way, way down the bottom, like down with like there's the dark chocolate miniatures and the Hershey miniatures. It would be in that tier. Mounds and Almond Joy.
Oh, I love Mounds and Almond Joy.
Wow.
So is Halloween basically dead this year? What are we looking at? Are you leaving out candy? Do you leave hand sanitizer out with the candy? What is Halloween going to look like this year?
It's a great question. Like, I want to give candy to the kids. I do. You know, when we first moved into this house, I went out to, Sam's Club and got full-size candy bars because the first Halloween, I wanted to, like, make a good impression on the neighborhood kids and give them the good stuff, you know? So I do. I want the kids to have their candy. But here's the thing. I don't want a bunch of snot-nosed kids running around touching me. So there needs to be a plan here. So here's my plan. Here's what I've come up with. I'm going to put out like a table, you know, like a folding table, and I'm going to put candy in a dish on the folding table, and then I'm going to set up my lawn chair a good 6 or 8 feet behind that folding table, and then I'll sit there with my dog and I'll wave to the kids in their costumes, but you think they'll get the idea, right? Just walk up to the table, take a piece of candy, and they'll come over to me.
Yes, I think it'll be very clear once they walk up to you. Let's move on.
Nothing
to...
against snot-nosed kids. Don't get me wrong. It's snot-nosed kids are great, though. I don't want to hurt the snot-nosed kid demographic.
I mean, my plan is to have the house completely dark and just put a bowl outside. That's it.
Sure.
No knock on the door. It'll be very clear that there's nobody home, even if there is somebody home, and they can just reach into the bowl, you know? Let's move on to your opinion on replay in sports. I know you're a big Penn State fan. We had Jay Paterno on the other day. He agreed with me that the Indiana quarterback, Penix, actually did score on that play, that the nose of the football swept across the edge of the goal line before it went on the ground near the pylon. What did you think of that play? What do you think of where we are, I don't know, 40 years later from the Renfro play against the Steelers with replay in sports?
Well, I don't know enough about the physics of it and exactly where the pylon is located in relation to the goal line. Like, is it physically possible for the nose of the ball to have crossed the line before touching the pylon? Because it's perfectly clear that the ball hits the ground before touching the pylon.
And yes.
Maybe if I looked at it more closely, maybe I'd have a better idea. But the reality is I'm not sure. And here's what bothers me. I do not like the call on the field standing. I think in 2020, I mean, think about it. What you see with your eyes versus what you see on a slow motion replay. The slow motion replay is always going to be more accurate. Always. Yet, we default to what you saw with your eyes. And so I don't care for that so much. I feel like the one major improvement to replay would be the call on the field holds absolutely no weight. It's, you know, you make a call on the field, sure, in case there isn't a replay. And then you go to the replay, and it's to me, it's like the difference between a criminal trial and a civil trial. In a criminal trial, there needs to be no reasonable doubt. And that's the standard they use now. There needs to be no reasonable doubt if you want to overturn the call. But I think they should go to the standard of a civil trial, where it just requires a preponderance of evidence. If it's 51-49 that he was out of bounds, then he was out of bounds. It doesn't matter what the guy called on the field. So that's what
I like that.
The law and order approach.
I do. I think replay has made sports worse after all this time. But the other thing that's really got me, and I know I sound old with this, but really, in terms of analytics, I'm for analytics. I'm pro analytics. How could you not be? I mean, in every sport, I think it makes a huge difference, especially over the large sample size of an 82 or 162 or even 16 game season in football. But I'm still irrationally angry. I can't believe how angry I got the other night when Kevin Cash, seemingly just following a script, as if somebody was controlling Kevin Cash with what you control a drone with, like he was being pushed out of the dugout, computerized, to take out Blake Snell, who was striking out every single batter in the game. He'd walked nobody, and he took him out of the game for no reason. And I think analytics costs the Tampa Bay Rays the World Series. Where are you with analytics in sports?
Joe, do you play blackjack?
No, I'm afraid of it.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. When you're playing blackjack, if you have a 15 or a 16 and the dealer's showing a 10, you hit every time. And that's because the math says you hit every time. You have a better chance of winning if you hit on 15 or 16 than if you stand.
Oh, wait, is that the same as 21? Is that the game of 21?
Yes.
Yeah, I've played that. So, I've played it a lot.
Okay. You always hit on 15 or 16, and there's always people at your table who say, you know what, I'm going to stand on 16. I got a gut feeling about this. Those people are marks and rubes and idiots. You always hit on 16. So the Rays have data that anybody has, and it's true. The third time through a lineup, your pitcher is less effective. It's a fact. Now, so when you go against the data, against the facts, you're making a bad decision by definition. So with that in mind, I understand completely where they're coming from. You don't sometimes stand on 15. It's a rule. You follow the rule because the math tells you you have a better chance to win. Now, to me, the way to really optimize the situation is if you know that the dealer actually has a 5 hidden underneath there and is going to bust, all right? You can't know that. But if there are clues, like if you're card counting and you have an idea that there's a lot of, you know, face cards coming or whatever, the point here is if you have some kind of idea that maybe this is going to be a different situation, that maybe Blake Snell is dealing and maybe he isn't going to struggle the third time through the lineup, it's you're going against, you know, reality to do that. So I understand why he's in an impossible position. He's everyone in the world says stand on 15, Kevin Cash, and he's saying no, the math tells me I got a hit. But in reality, so he hits and he busts and he loses. And so you look at the results and you say he made the wrong decision. But I don't know. You don't know. Would Blake Snell have been better the
okay.
time through? I don't know.
I hear you. I completely hear you. Then let me ask you an honest question. Why have managers? Why not just have a guy up in the booth or a robot, literally, who just goes out there and makes moves? Why have a human being running your baseball team?
Yeah, that's that's a good question. I mean, if you really are just going to make the right, correct mathematical decision every time, then you don't need a manager, really. I've often argued that baseball managers are the least sort of effective coaches or managers in all the sports. I mean, you just fill out a lineup card and sit there. But I could do it. But, you know, seriously, I could manage a baseball team. There's no way I could coach a football team or a hockey team. Not a chance. Or a basketball team. But baseball, I could do it, a baseball manager, though. So could you. But anyway, here's the thing, right? The best-case scenario is you know when to go against the math. Like, you're putting yourself in a position where you're giving yourself a slight edge to win, right? So maybe it, going the third time through the lineup, maybe it's a 60-40 proposition. 60% of the time it's going to be a disaster. 40% of the time it's going to work out. I think a great manager would be the one who intuitively understands when to go against the math. But, I mean, that's such a slippery slope. Because once you start doing that, now you're standing on 15 and you're asking for trouble. So,
I know.
Yeah, ideally you'd follow the math, and then in rare instances you'd go against the math. That's the way to hit a grand slam, man. That's the way to win every hand of blackjack that you play. But you're going to have to guess right. You have to guess right is the bottom line. And they're trying to take guessing out of the equation. And you know what? Maybe the answer is sometimes you do have to guess right when humans are involved and we're talking about sports. You can't take guessing out of the equation entirely. That could be the lesson to learn from.
Thank you, Jonathan. I really actually feel smarter for having talked to you, and have a great day.
I wouldn't go that far, but anytime, Joe.
Happy Halloween.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.